The Blue Mountains Council has given town staff the thumbs up to move forward with a plan to purchase a driving range property near Craigleith. At its meeting on July 4, council approved a plan from staff to negotiate the purchase of the Tees Please driving range property located at the intersection of County Road 21 and County Road 19. Although details are preliminary, the property is expected to cost more than $3.4 million, plus HST and closing costs. The town has had a great opportunity present itself the potential to purchase some strategically located property, said Sao Sean Everett. The 18-acre property is the home of the commercial driving range and a residential portion. If the deal is approved and finalized, the town would purchase the 15-acre commercial portion of the property and the current owner would continue to own the 3-acre residential piece. Director of Legal Services Will Thompson said the intersection at County Road 19 and County Road 21 is scheduled to have some major construction in the future, with a roundabout being planned. As a result, the town's water booster station, which is located on the northeast corner of the property, will have to be relocated away from the intersection. Thompson in his report that this is a good deal for a very important property in the community. The subject property is the last remaining undeveloped parcel of land at this gateway intersection into the town of the Blue Mountains. This intersection is a primary thoroughfare for visitors and residents alike traveling into town from Collingwood and heading to Blue Mountain Resort, he said. Staff believe the subject property, as the last undeveloped property of substantial size at this important intersection, offers significant strategic value to the town. Thompson noted that the lease for the driving range has 2 years left on it and the town would take over as landlord if the purchase is finalized. Members of council were supportive of the plan. Town. Paula Hope asked staff if the property, in the future, could be the site of an attainable housing project. The sky is the limit really. We could look at a range of uses, said Everett. Hope also suggested there could be community green space options for the property in the future. Council voted 7-0 in favor of staff moving ahead with the necessary steps to purchase the property and delegated authority to the SAO. Director of Legal Services and Director of Finance and IT to complete the sale if council is in the lame duck period after August 19.